Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Welcome to our worship this Sunday morning. How lovely it has been to see the sun again and also to enjoy finally coming out a little bit more. It does feel like we are getting there. Let us start our service today by singing Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. About you, but coming out of lockdown, amidst all the joy of seeing families again and life getting a little bit easier, able to pop into an ordinary shop, for example, actually there have been some challenges as well. I think there are things that we have learnt about our lives in lockdown, things that we may want to take forward, and certainly there are things that we are wanting to let go of. It's important that we don't lose what we have learnt. Let us come before God now to confess to him those things of which we are not happy, of which we are ashamed. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. May the Father of all mercies cleanse and heal you from your sins and restore you in his image in the praise and glory of his name through our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we pray? Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladden the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Before we hear of one of the resurrection appearances when Jesus comes to his disciples, let us sing the first few verses of Love's Redeeming Work Is Done.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Luke's account of the coming of Jesus to his gathered disciples is similar to John's, but it's not the same. He addresses something different. Luke does not recall the doubting Thomas, but rather concentrates on the physicality of our Lord. Jesus shows them his hands and his feet, his bones. He eats. Ghosts don't do that. For Luke, what is important here is that no one can mistake this event as a sort of grief-inspired hallucination, an idea that I meet today amongst those who want to gently understand my faith. This is a real body, a recognisable body that works like ours, although if I was Jesus, I perhaps wouldn't have chosen fish to prove my point, possibly toast and marmalade. And then Jesus explains to them how the resurrection fits within their context, their scriptures, their understanding of the world. Jesus says with absolute confidence that the news of repentance and the forgiveness of sins will be preached to all the nations starting in Jerusalem, as indeed it was. Our reading ends with his firm statement, "You are witnesses to these things." What are we witnesses to today? Let us sing before we hear the witness of the Epistle of John. In this reading from the Epistle, 1 John chapter 3, John witnesses to Christians of his day and through the Bible to us. He offers his understanding of what we have in the gift of Jesus. For him, we find in Jesus an expression of God's love, a becoming children of God, and a presence with us that transforms us away from sin. John speaks about how if we do sin, then there is a part of us in which we have not acknowledged Christ's presence. And beautifully he gives us the idea that when we see Christ face to face, we shall become like him. As I understand that, it is because when we encounter him, our precious Lord, his beauty, his goodness will draw out from us our very best. And we will let the last mean or selfish thing fall away. I love that reading. John, along with all the myriad voices in the Bible, witnesses to us of the truth of his experience. What is your experience of Christ? How would you understand the difference being a Christian or knowing about Jesus makes to you? Ponder that for a moment. What is your experience of Christ? And what difference does your faith, your being a Christian or knowing about Jesus, make to you? I wonder if you have words to describe it. The problem with words is that sometimes we start to use learned phrases that we think we ought to be able to say. But when we come to bear witness, we must only speak authentically. We must only speak from our own true experience. How would you describe your faith, your understanding of the resurrection? We're beginning to book baptisms into the church diary again, which is a great privilege. And I think it would be really lovely if at each baptism, one of the faithful, that is yourselves, and a different person each time, was to speak for just 5 minutes on what your faith means to you, to witness to the truth of your experience. Just as Luke's account differs from John's, and just as the epistle resonates with some of us and others find it difficult. And indeed, it is very different again from the voice of the psalmists and others in the Bible. Each of our experiences will be different, but each is valid and authentic. 5 minutes is about 450 words. To have a witness like that at a baptism would turn a ritual done by someone in strange robes into something real and honest. This is how it is for one of us. This is the sort of thing we are inviting you or your child into. This is the invitation that God offers. I wonder what you are thinking. You might be thinking, yes, I could do that. Others, I would do that, but I'm not sure how or whether my story has any value, really. My faith is complicated. I don't know how to describe it. And of course, some of you will be thinking, I most certainly won't be speaking at a baptism. And to that last group, I would say that is okay. There are many ways of being witnesses. But I would ask you to keep an open mind. Later in June, I want us to share some sessions together on how we understand and talk about our own journey of faith and how we find images or pictures to describe this growing, changing thing. I hope you will join in if you can, and I promise that by saying you'll join a session, I won't immediately assume that you're going to stand up and speak at a baptism. I would like to finish by offering two thoughts. Firstly, we are called to witness. Secondly, you are all children of God. There is not one story, one authentic, honest expression of faith amongst us that is not unique and precious, however humble or doubting you may feel. If offered by God's grace, it will hold the power of witness. You are witnesses to these things. Let us let this next bit of music lead us into prayer.
Let us pray. As we gather in our own separate places, Lord, we pray for all members of our church communities, wherever they are. We pray for those we know well and those we know less well. We pray for those who are able to come to church and those who are not. And we pray for all those beyond our own community and beyond our congregation who need our love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, this Easter season, help us to share the joy of life with those around us. Guide us to recognise your Holy Spirit in all those we meet, and to express your love and compassion in our own lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, comfort with us those who are sick or troubled in body or mind. Lend your strength and love to all those who care for them. We pray too for those who are still separated from loved ones, especially those who may be lonely, struggling, or isolated. We thank you for the love, compassion, and care shown within our church family and beyond. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for those who have recently departed from this world. May a deeper understanding of your love and your promise of eternal life comfort their families and friends. Enfold them all in your unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As the countryside bursts forth into spring, inspire us, Lord, to be wise stewards in your world of those things for which we are temporarily responsible. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we bring all our prayers together in the words that Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Shall we receive God's blessing? May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those to whom you witness, now and always. Amen. Let us finish with our final hymn, Go Forth and Tell.